I'm Rick Henson with this news update for Saturday, July the 9th on KJAN. City officials in Lewis have issued a warning to parents and others who care for infants under 6 months of age about using city water to make infant formula. The city's Water Works says water samples received Friday, July the 8th showed nitrate levels of 11 milligrams per liter. The samples exceeded the nitrate standard or maximum contaminant level of 10 milligrams per liter. Nitrate in drinking water is a serious health concern for infants less than 6 months of age. Officials say if you or your home or business is served by the Lewis water supply, you should not give water to infants because they could become seriously ill and, if untreated, may die. Symptoms include shortness of breath and blue baby syndrome, which is indicated by the blueness of an infant's skin. If those symptoms are displayed, you should seek medical attention for the infant immediately. Water, juice, and formula for children under 6 months of age should not be prepared with tap water from Lewis. Bottled water or other water low in nitrates should be used for infants in the Lewis area until further notice. Officials say you should not boil water, as neither boiling, freezing, filtering, or letting it stand will reduce the nitrate level. Excessive boiling can even make the nitrates more concentrated because nitrates remain when the water evaporates. Adults and children older than 6 months can drink the tap water. Nitrate is a concern for infants because they cannot process it in the same way adults can. If you are pregnant or have specific health concerns, though, you should contact your physician. Officials say nitrate in drinking water can come from natural, industrial, or agricultural sources, including septic systems and runoff. Levels of nitrates can vary throughout the year. The city will let residents and those with ties to the water system know as soon as the amount of nitrate in the water supply is below the maximum safe limit. The city says it's their opinion the sample may have been taken in the wrong location, and samples will be taken on Monday, July 11th to confirm or refute the initial findings. A wastewater discharge in the city of Council Bluffs started early Friday morning after sand plug collection pipes on the west side of town. The sand came from a private pumping station at the River Bend apartment complex near 36th Street and Avenue G. City staffers found that the private pumping station was taking on groundwater and sand through a crack or a break in the complex's wet well. The city discharged untreated wastewater to prevent sewer backups. It took about 13 and a half hours to clean out several blocks of sand clogged pipes, ending the discharge early Friday afternoon. An estimated 122,000 gallons of untreated wastewater was discharged into the Missouri River. The City of Council Bluffs is working with the apartment manager to have wastewater hauled directly to the Council Bluffs wastewater treatment plant until repairs are completed. The city of Menlo in Guthrie County is investigating how a petroleum product entered its stormwater system. A resident reported a diesel odor at the 350th Street Bridge east of Pinewood Avenue, just south of Menlo, to the Guthrie County Conservation Board this past Thursday. A DNR investigation found a plastic tile discharging water with a rainbow sheen and slight petroleum odor was occurring into a drainage ditch. The tile line drains water from Menlo's storm sewer. Unlike sanitary sewers, storm sewers do not receive any treatment before discharging into streams, rivers, or lakes. The drainage ditch flows into an unnamed tributary of the North River. The city is investigating possible sources of the fuel and spill and has put absorbent material in the ditch to keep it from spreading. It's not known how much fuel may have entered the storm sewer. A special public hearing will be held Monday evening, July the 11th, in Greenfield with regard to the proposed construction of a large confined animal feeding operation, or CAFO, in the southern part of Adair County. Auditor Mindy Schaefer says that Eric Taylor has submitted an application for a hog and pig feeding facility to be located somewhat south of Fontenelle and between there and Orient.
It's for 2,480 head, which makes the animal unit capacity 1984. And so it's over that 1,000 threshold. And so the county can do the master matrix scoring.
The public hearing will last no longer than 90 minutes, with 3 minutes allowed per speaker. No designees will be allowed. Sign up for the hearing begins at 6:30 p.m. Monday in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse. A member of the Board of Supervisors will sign up speakers on a first-come, first-served basis. Speakers will make their comments in the order they signed up. Once the meeting begins, no additional speakers will be allowed to sign up or speak. Written comments must be presented to the Board of Supervisors by mail or hand-delivered prior to the public hearing at 7 p.m.
Once it's done, the Board will make its recommendation to the Department of Natural Resources based on the master matrix scoring, and any written comments will be submitted with that recommendation.
Schaefer says that while she's never dealt with a CAFO hearing in Adair County, experience experience has taught her, these types of meetings are usually well attended.
You know, I have never done one of these. There were several that had been done before I came on, and I did one down in Union County, but this is the first time I've ever been here, and I've heard that usually there's quite a few people that show up.
Elsewhere in area news, authorities in Adams County say this morning that a Union County man was arrested Friday afternoon on a theft charge. 29-year-old Curtis Hillerbrand of Creston was wanted on a warrant for theft. He was taken into custody in Creston and brought to the Adams County Jail, where Hillerbrand was being held on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Cass County said Friday that an investigation into various thefts from vehicles in the past 2 weeks has resulted in the arrest of a Montgomery County man. 18-year-old Joel Allen Groenwald of Red Oak was arrested on 3 charges of burglary in the third degree and 2 charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Charges are also in the works against 2 juveniles from Montgomery County in connection with the theft. Groenwald was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held awaiting an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted in their investigation by officials of the Red Oak Police Department and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And the Sheriff's Office said also that a Nebraska man was arrested Tuesday on a drug charge. 25-year-old Jacob Lee Groenwald of North Platte, Nebraska, was taken into custody on a charge of delivery of a controlled substance, cocaine, within 1,000 feet of a city park. Groenwald was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held on 100